Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Kelly.
Today, something unusual is happening to our world, or is it just my imagination? In the past, we experienced devastations, cataclysms, and violence, but not on such a world scale. It seems to me these things are happening with a frightening rapidity. So what in the world is happening?
Rita, I'm sure it's not just you and I who've noticed these things. The other day, I came across an article in a recent publication that asked, "Are earthquakes increasing? Radio and television are constantly reporting on cataclysms all over the world."
Recently, I was reading in the Herald of Hope magazine an article on that very subject. So it's not just us who've noticed these things. Daily newscasts are reporting on these crises, not to mention the wars and violence that are devastating our planet.
Earthquakes have been common down the ages, and more particularly in recent times. The US Geological Service estimates that there are 500,000 detectable earthquakes in the world each year. 100,000 of these can be felt, but only about 100 cause any real damage.
Throughout history, the world has always experienced earthquakes, and about 1500 BC, a devastating quake destroyed the Middle East city of Jericho. That's recorded in chapters 2 and 6 in the book of Joshua in the Bible. God brought judgment on that evil city, and only Rahab and her family escaped because of their faith in God.
Earthquakes have been with us from time immemorial. And when Jesus was crucified on a Roman cross 2,000 years ago, the Bible says, and I quote, "The earth did quake, the rocks torn, and the graves were opened." Again, there was an earthquake on the third day when Jesus rose from the grave.
There are numerous records of earthquakes in past history. For instance, in 1556, an earthquake shook the province of Shanxi in China, estimated to have recorded 8 on the Richter scale. And that gigantic quake caused 830,000 fatalities.
Because of a lack of accurate recording devices and the sparseness of the world's population in earlier times, there are no complete or accurate records available. And there's no doubt that planet Earth has experienced earthquakes for thousands of years.
These cataclysms are growing in intensity year by year. This may be why we're experiencing earthquakes, volcanoes, and other world catastrophes on a world scale so frequently. So is it possible that they'll decrease one day? Well, for that to happen, we'll need a new heaven and a new earth. And the Bible does say they are coming.
Let me challenge you right here and now. The real change needs to come to us personally, and the person who can change us is the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to planet Earth to bring the greatest news we'll ever hear. Jesus said, "I came that you might have life, and that you might have it in great abundance."
The Bible says God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. That address again, George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, 2170.